Kara, say good morning to Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning. Where are you calling us from today?
Good morning. I'm from Lodi, New Jersey.
We got Jersey girl versus Jersey girl. There's only one way to start this game. Melissa, can you toss Karen Carson, the pop culture queen, directly out of the studio?
Yes, Karen, you got to get out of here.
All right, I am getting Melissa. Good luck.
No detours. Directly out. All right, Karen has slammed the studio door closed. We got five questions ready to go. I have to quickly shout out Nicholas, who I met in Home Depot on Saturday morning.
Boy.
He's listening to Can't Beat Karen right now. Can Melissa beat Karen? Let's do it.
Here we go. Again, can you beat Karen? Yeah. Okay, then.
Melissa, you got to get more correct than Karen to win the game. Number one, David Harbour has been taken off the press tour for the upcoming return of Stranger Things. What character does he play in the show?
Hopper?
Kim Kardashian's bar exam results have been revealed. She took that test for what profession?
I'm a lawyer.
The Barista Cup is causing havoc everywhere because there aren't enough of them at what store?
Starbucks.
True or false, Joanna Gaines has a cooking show where she only makes Italian food. True or false?
True.
Here's the final question. What show was this the theme song to? Listen carefully.
Oh, my gosh.
You got 3 seconds.
I don't know. America's Funniest Home Video?
Man, are you a good guesser. Melissa, you got 4 out of 5 correct. What? Nice job.
Thank you. Awesome.
Melissa, I'm floored at that guess. All right, we're going to get Karen back into the room. Let's see how she does with the same questions.
Karen!
Don't tell Karen your score. She couldn't hear anything that happened because we tossed her out of the room.
Okay.
Welcome back, Karen.
Thanks, Anthony.
Number one, David Harbour has been taken off the press tour for the upcoming return of Stranger Things. What character does he play in the show?
Chief Hopper.
You got a point for that one. So did Melissa. Kim Kardashian's bar exam results have been revealed. She took that test for what profession?
To become a lawyer.
Everybody gets a point again. We're still tied. The Barista Cup is causing havoc everywhere because there are not enough of them. At what store?
Starbucks.
Everybody gets a point again. We're still tied.
There's one on eBay right now, a Barista Cup, $3,000.
That? No one's paying that.
Yep. Insane. True or false, Joanna Gaines has a cooking show where she only makes Italian food. True or false?
I know she has a cooking show, so I'm going to say true.
No, it's completely false. Only Italian food?
I know. I was like, what?
That's a show that I would watch. But no.
Southern food. I should have figured that out.
Nobody got a point for that one. Here's the final question. Karen, Melissa got this one correct. Let's see if you can. What show was this the theme song to? Listen carefully.
America, oh, my God. I don't remember.
3 seconds.
I don't remember.
One.
Melissa. Melissa took a guess.
Oh, my God.
Melissa, tell her what the correct answer is.
I got it.
America's Funniest Home Video.
It was there.
It was there.
It was somewhere.
Karen, that cost you the game because you got 3 out of 5.
What?
Melissa's 4 out of 5.
What?
Melissa, you beat Karen.
yes.
Clearly, I didn't watch enough Sunday night TV.
Wow.
Man, good job, Melissa.
I got to thank my parents for that one.
Yeah, right? Well, congrats. You got tickets to see Bon Jovi. Forever Tour is coming to Madison Square Garden on July 19th. You also got the winning Can't Beat Karen mug and
$102. Amazing. Thank you so much. You just made my Monday.
Melissa, shout it from the mountaintops. Tell the whole tri-state area that you, Melissa, walked into the studio and...
beat Karen!
Today on Blown Off, we're trying to help out Gary. It's New 102.7, Karen, Johnny, and Anthony. All right, Gary's sister is not speaking to him because he butt-dialed her. She heard him call her husband a not nice word.
The male.
Anatomy.
Rhymes with sick.
Oh.
There you go.
And it wasn't Rick.
So we're going to call Bianca. If she answers.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Bianca?
Stop. I've been listening all morning. I know Gary's on the line.
Oh, so will you talk to your brother?
I really don't want to, but I guess I don't have a choice now.
No, you don't have to do anything you don't
we
want to.
We are not making you do that by any means, Bianca.
Hey, come on, Bianca. Let's just talk about this.
This is f***ing insane.
Why? It's just a voicemail.
Is this something we can just get beyond? I mean, sometimes, you know, people get on each other's nerves.
It would be, but, like, other things happened, and it's so out of control now.
But, Gary, didn't you say you went over there to try to apologize to Bianca?
No, I went over there to apologize, explain myself, and then her husband comes out, and he's got a f***ing baseball bat in his hand, you know?
Yeah, and then where does Gary come out with? He goes to his truck, and he gets a f***ing hatchet.
What?
Okay.
Hey, listen, what am I supposed to do? Okay, what am I supposed to do? The dude answers the door with a f***ing baseball bat.
You like leave. He answers the door with a baseball bat and you walk away. You don't go to the truck and get a hat in front of my kid.
What kind of just answers the door with a baseball bat?
Okay,
isn't that serious?
You're coming over and you're the type of guy who will get a f***ing hatchet from the truck.
You know what, Bianca? Your husband is just a f***. He's a f***ing f***, okay. All right?
Oh, here we go.
Hell.
You bought a hatchet in front of my kid. If you ever do that again, I'll cut your
fucking
off.
Oh, Karen. Guys, I guess we're not going to fix this brother-sister fight.
I'll fix it after her husband just dies.
Okay, all right.
Oh, and
put the weapons down, guys.
Everybody's gone.
Go to your corners.
Right before Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Karen Carson in the morning on New 102.7.